Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. Hello, welcome to day 4 of the Speak 30 Challenge. Today, the name of my speech is You Have to Die Daily. Today, I want to explore 3 different topics that I find very compelling and very interesting. They are all related, 2 of them more so, but the 3rd one, I'm hoping by the end, we'll get to a place where I can make a case for that as well. The first concept that I want to introduce is the concept of burning off the dead wood. Now, I first heard about this concept from the Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson. His idea that he puts forward when he talks about burning off the dead wood is that the only way for us to become who we're supposed to be, to find real purpose in life, and to really live out what would be our destiny, to have meaning in our life, is to do a self-examining process, whereby we look at our life and figure out what are the things about us, about our life, that move us closer to our goal, closer to the meaning, and what are the things that do not serve that purpose. And then in doing that, as he calls it, you need to burn off the dead wood. Who are you as a person? He makes the point, and if you think about this in terms of a forest analogy, where you have a forest full of trees, much of which may be dead, but there's still some life in there. So you really have to burn all of the bad stuff away so that the new life can come forward. This is a really powerful idea. It means that for any of us to maximize who we could be, we have to get rid of the stuff that's slowing us down, the stuff that is preventing the growth. It's about finding the adventure of your lifetime, as he would say, and finding out what you have to do that's most important. The second concept, which is similar, and is the name of the speech, I heard while listening to Dr. Cornel West in a talk. And when he starts out a semester teaching, he's a teacher, and he will tell his incoming students in that class, the first thing that he tells them in his black, African-American, Marxist viewpoint is you have to learn to die daily. He says the response is kind of like, oh, Dr. West, I thought I was here to get a good grade. No, as he would say it, you have to learn how to die daily. He gives the example. When you fall in love with somebody, part of you, inside of you, dies so that this new thing, this love, can grow. He talks about you, the narcissism, the self-sabotage has to die in order that that new thing, which is the love, can grow. And he makes the case that you have to do this daily. It's a daily renewal process. Every day, you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, what is it about me that is holding me back? And how do I take the life-affirming parts of me and help them grow? And this gets to my last example for the day. This is the idea of we are living at 40%. Now, I picked this idea up recently by reading a book, reading the biography of former Navy SEAL David Goggins. David Goggins, if you don't know who he is, go to YouTube and find out, because he is just a straight up badass. He's figured out a way to push the human body further than anybody I think I've ever seen before, and do it consciously. So his idea here is that most people live at 40%. Because when you are going along and working and being productive and things are happening, you hit a 40% and it's your body starts to reject it. It starts to say, ooh, this is getting difficult. This is getting painful. I need to stop. I need to slow down. I need to take it easy. I need a weekend. All of these things are like a governor on a car that limits how fast you can go. But what his argument is, you have to keep pushing beyond that 40%. That part of your brain that says, I have to stop now. Now I'm at the point. It hurts. I got to stop. You have to continually go past that in order to figure out where your limit really is or could be. It is like a muscle, in that the only way that this is going to happen is by continually putting more pressure on that part of your brain that says, slow down, we're there, this is enough, this is good, and working past it even when it sucks. How do these three concepts fit together for me? First, there's this idea that in order to live the adventure of your life, you have to figure out what it is that's preventing you from living this part of your life. Then it's the idea of having to die daily. It's that daily reaffirmation. It's great to set big goals and do planning, but if you are not on a daily basis reevaluating and figuring out, all right, what am I trying to do here? What's getting in the way? And then finally, when you start taking action and things start getting tough and they suck, you have to be like, all right, it's go time now. It's time for me to rise above. And let's see if I can go for 5 more minutes. Let's see if I can go for 30 more seconds. Whatever your limit is, just go a little bit further. So I hope these concepts are things that I can take advantage of in my speaking, and that you all can take advantage of in your lives as well.